speech given by Dr. King in November of 1962 in North Carolina.
I have a dream that one day, right here in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will meet at the table of brotherhood.
Does that sound familiar or what?
Sure does. Joining us now, North Carolina State University English professor Jason Miller, who found this recording. Is this the first time, Dr. Miller, that Martin Luther King used those famous words?
It absolutely is. Back in 2008, I started research for my book, Origins of the Dream, tracing Dr. King's use of Langston Hughes' poems in his sermons and speeches. And after traveling to Boston, to Yale, and to several institutions in Atlanta, I found the most interesting evidence was an hour and a half away from my university when I found this reel-to-reel tape of the first documented use of Dr. King saying, "I have a dream," the 55-minute speech in which now we can hear him rapping his knuckles on the podium, hear the audience reaction, and hear the 20th century's greatest orator at the very height of his powers.
Hey, kudos to you. I mean, it's been 50 years and you uncovered this. That's quite an accomplishment.
It is absolutely amazing, and a lot of citizens had known in Rocky Mount that this had happened, but it's one of those things where nobody thought about the tape and preserving it, and so being able to find this tape was remarkable. The inside box actually said, "Dr. King's speech, November 27th, 1962, please do not erase."
Well, how did you find this? I mean, was it in somebody's basement? Was it at a secondhand store?
So what happened was I knew from doing all my research that this was available, and I'd heard that there was a transcript of the speech. And obviously, if there's a transcript, there has to be an audio. So I sent out information and requests to numerous people. And finally, of all places, a public library had just recently received an anonymous donation of this tape that showed up mysteriously, and they were waiting for someone to do something with it. So I've become the tape's advocate and its greatest steward, and making sure the nation knows about this tremendous event.
And Professor, did the speech change much from the North Carolina speech to the one in Washington?
It's interesting. There are three different versions that we know of Dr. King's speech. Each time he did something different to capture this moment of visionary insight. The D.C. speech, we know he either on purpose or maybe accidentally on purpose left his script to make it seem like he was having a vision. In Detroit, on June 23rd, he actually created this unbelievable poem out of his "I Have a Dream" to make it sound like it was biblical scripture. But in this sermon speech from 1962 in Rocky Mount, he actually intentionally mispronounces place names because he's imagining the world completely altered and changed in his dream. And so he says, "My friends are Rocky Mount," and then two sentences later says, "Rocky Mountain, North Carolina," because he's imagining a place where the world has changed its names and its attitudes about race and, of course, integration.
Man, this is really cool. We could go on for a while, but we need to leave it there. Professor Jason Miller, North Carolina State University, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
MasterCard and Stand Up.